advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Well, we're back in the blazing hot weather of balls.
Yes.
It's not blazing hot. It's like...
It's humid. Yeah. It's been humid.
Rough.
It's 100, like, what, 109 today outside is what it...
I quit looking, man. It's just awfulness.
Yeah. And down here, it's like, feels like we're in a vagina. Like, just...
That's a pretty good description, really. That's what I was saying. It's not smoldering hot.
Yeah.
It's like it's slimy body. Hot. Slimy,
yeah,
hot.
Slimy hot.
That's what
yeah.
you meant.
Yeah.
Slippery hot.
And you're
yeah.
sticky, slippery. Yeah.
And I did.
I nestled in for the show.
I posted our horrible weather forecast a while ago on Instagram. And for everybody out there who is like, oh, it's 65 where I am, go yeah. fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but someone was like, you should try being in Arizona, bro. You guys are complaining. It's 118. I was like, that's like fucking 4 degrees hotter and you probably have air.
Yeah.
We don't. We're in the basement. We don't have fucking air.
Yeah. And there's no breeze. Like, no. You know, in Bakersfield, it's just stale. It's like a bad bagel that's wet and it's fucking 150 out.
Like a vagina bagel.
Yeah. Vagina bagel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly. It.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what our meteorologists
it's
say.
It's the pre-cum bagel outside.
Fucking Brad analogies today. You're off to a good start.
So I was, for those of you in hotter climates, I was going to have your back, but
you see that the melted garbage can, is that real? I tried to do some digging. I couldn't find that was real.
Probably
garbage can.
Yeah. There's like one of those blue recycle cans. Someone in Arizona posted and it looked like it was just fucking melted.
Probably.
But then it ensued a big giant battle over global warming.
Yeah. It was probably just a fucking drama. Meth explosion. Yeah,
probably. And it just showed how stupid Arizona people are for living
there. It's because there was no
try living in Arizona, bro. It's 150.
Yeah. But it wasn't black marks at all. I mean, someone posted a thing that it was like 165 in Iran, but it said heat index, which ensued into another battle over what a heat index defined.
Yeah, that's not the real heat.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt that 120 anything melted one of those fucking plastic containers.
No, I've been out at work and, you know, on your car, it said 123 degrees and it's fucking hot out.
If it reflects off something and gets focused, like there was all those cars that got melted because they parked next to an office building. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, the windows, the glass windows.
Everybody's fucking mirrors.
That sucks. That could happen.
So it might have been that, like maybe a window was reflecting on the can or something.
Or meth.
Yeah, could be meth. It's probably.
Could be meth.
Could be methany.
Yeah.
What?
I don't get it.
She didn't study.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Oh.
Joe the Cannibal.
Yeah, see what I did there?
I couldn't get his last name. Methany. Yeah, I guess that's
methany,
right.
Methany, yeah.
So in honor of that episode...
it's like a girl named... It's a girl that you nicknamed. Her name was Bethany. And she was a fucking meth head, so you just called her Methany. That's this guy.
Well, so that's who he was hanging out with.
Yeah.
Like, as you listen to the story, this motherfucker. Oh.
This shit's backwoods.
Yeah.
Like a trailer park.
I can't forget our Techo winner, who sort of... We picked them based off of this episode, and you'll see why later. But what'd you call her, Brad? Go ahead and say it again.
Catamaran fucking broski.
Yeah, so. You know who you are. That's close enough. I'll contact you. That's your shout out because how dare you have this crazy Canadian French name that we can't. You almost didn't win because your name. You better come up with a
it's
nickname.
It's like something you'd read on a menu at a falafel restaurant.
It's Catherine Breh.
Blech.
Bredou.
Yeah. Bleh.
Brech.
Yeah.
Blech.
So you won.
That was her nickname.
Yeah, congratulations. You are the El Yucateco winner. She posted a picture of some smoked pork or something. And
we couldn't even tell what it was. That's how great it was. We didn't know what it was, so we picked it. So
but in honor of today's episode, it'll all be made clear later. And I do have to say I'm very happy. I'm a happy man, which happens rarely in my life.
Since you are a manic depressive.
That's right. Last night, Amazon delivered me my deluxe edition
sounds so nerdy.
Remastered Purple Rain.
Oh, shit.
That came out. And the story is, so Prince was, he had remastered Purple Rain in 2015, the original album.
Well, he didn't do it. The record company
did. No, he did it.
He did it by himself.
Like it was his remastering of Purple Rain.
Just his hair did. His bangs, soul glow fell on a keyboard.
But he redid it. And then,
oh, he actually re-recorded it?
No, he just remastered it.
Okay.
Just touched it up, remastered
Studio did it then.
Yeah.
There's an engineer involved there somewhere.
It was probably him and somebody else.
He stood in the corner and he stared hard.
I don't even think so. I think he was like,
he's like on top of all his shit though.
Check it out. The studio engineer with his hand on the faders, looking at Prince.
Pretty much.
Like that? Like right there? Yeah. Turn the knobs.
So, but anyway, so the remaster of Purple Rain is disc one. Disc two is all the B-sides of the original vinyl of all the singles, which have never been issued on CD and you had to get bootleg copies. And then disc three is a whole album of unreleased songs that he recorded in the Purple Rain era that have never been out of the vault. And then disc four is a concert disc. I was very fucking happy.
So you got some songs you never heard.
Like never, like a whole album.
That sounds like
about half of the B-sides I have like bootlegs of, or they've been released in some other version on another album, but about half of them I'd never heard. But the album of new music is just like, and it's not like brand new. I think that's why it fucked me up so bad and it was so awesome, is because it wasn't just like new Prince music. It was new music from the Purple Rain era.
You had to get on like the, it's not the dark net, it was the purple net. That's the only way you could download those.
Purple net.
And you didn't use the Red Onion Tor browser.
Yeah.
That's the other Tor browser, the Red Onion.
So anyone who, if you don't know, now you know, don't chintz it. Because I saw it at Target the same day. I was like, oh, fuck, that's right. I pre-ordered that. And the one at Target doesn't have the concert one and it doesn't have the B sides, it's the Fuckface Peasant edition.
Oh,
but
fuck,
spend the extra $10 and buy the deluxe edition, and then you get all the B-side stuff and the concert. And the concert was also
a
1985 Prince Purple Rain tour concert.
That's the shirt that Mouth has in Goonies. I tried to buy that shirt, not because of Prince, but because Mouth had it in Goonies.
Rain shirt?
Yeah, he has a Purple Rain fucking shirt on. And it's $185 for that fucking shirt.
Fuck that.
Fuck.
Yeah,
Like the album cover?
I'll find it while we're talking. I was going to ask, though, do you think that's common that all artists just have a crazy back catalog? Or is that just a Tupac Prince thing? When they die, they come out with more shit than when they're
no, because when they record an album, normally when you record an album, if there's 15 or 20 or whatever songs in there, there's probably 30 or 40 songs recorded.
Right.
And they just select
the best
certain songs. And yeah,
so
that
when,
was it.
So when an album sucks, that means some shit really sucked.
Yeah.
Because they picked the top 10 of 40.
Well, but Prince was infamous for constantly recording and never release. Like, he would have other musicians come and record. Like, he recorded an album with Miles Davis that he never released.
And if he just wasn't happy with it, he wouldn't release it.
It's not even that he's not happy with it. Like, he just fucking didn't give a shit. He just didn't. He was just always supposedly, like, I've heard different reports, somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 songs are in Prince's vault. And there's like a massive legal fight about who gets to release them and when they're going to come out.
And that sounds that sounds like a lot. But if he did, you know, I mean, over 30 years or 40
years
or something,
like multiple albums a year.
Yeah.
Like it's,
that's probably not a lot.
How about this?
He was famous for
when Prince got to Tupac Island. How did shit go down? Like, who got to sit in the chair? Like, who sat in the throne? Did Tupac get up?
Tupac's Island.
Well, it's Tupac's Island.
It was until Prince showed up.
Yeah, but Prince isn't shooting anybody.
Prince doesn't want to rule. I think Tupac.
You think they played basketball? Or they just split.
Oh, they totally. They fucking played basketball.
Charlie Murphy's there now.
I think the thing is, Tupac was probably like, "Yeah, you could sit in the throne, Prince," and he was like, "No, I'll be over here.
Suck my dick. Suck daddy's dick."
Like, I don't think Prince gave a shit.
He brought his own chair.
Yeah, he brought a better throne.
And Prince ain't playing basketball. He'd break his nail.
No, man, you never seen Charlie Murphy's kid.
No, that was fake.
No, so, he was notoriously good hooper.
Speaking of that, I found a video.
Saying that because he's black.
It's not as good as the Prince fucking basketball Charlie Murphy story, but Ninja from Die Antwoord has a story about playing basketball with Kanye and Drake, and it's fucking pretty hilarious. I guess they went on a tour with Drake, and like Yolandi and Ninja were in the audience, and they fucking were watching the concert, and it was like super gay. I guess they're like talking shit. So Ninja gets Yolandi's phone and posts like that that Drake's a faggot or something crazy, and it causes some huge publicity battle, and they get like fucking pulled off all this shit.
They're on tour with them
the whole time, and then something happens where Ninja goes to Kanye's house. This is like a true story, allegedly. And then Kanye's like, "Hey, I'm going over to Drake's house to play basketball," and then they like go play basketball awkwardly with Drake. It's a in the cartoon they animated the whole thing, so it's very Prince.
So it's not a real
Charlie
story.
Murphy. No, he's really telling the story, but it's animated.
Oh, okay.
For the reenactment, and Ninja's kind of crazy, so it's something to watch.
But anyway, it's got nothing to do with serial killers and murderers, but I was very happy listening to new. I still haven't listened to all of it. I've only listened to a handful of the new Prince songs.
I think if you're not serial killer and listening to Prince, then you're doing it all wrong. Probably. That's the thing.
Do you run a bath and light candles? Is that the real question? No.
No.
No petal, too, no flower petals, nothing.
Too tall for a bath.
Touch your nipples.
No shit. I'm too tall for a bath.
I can't even fit in a bath.
Mm-hmm. I was going to buy one of those horse troughs from the feed store and build like a fucking redneck jacuzzi in my backyard.
It's like a tall man's dream is always to fit in a bathtub. You know, you just want to relax and sit like in the bath without half of your body hanging out. Like,
just my dick gets in the way. Just half my dick
exactly. Exactly. Out. Yeah. It's always like one side's warm, the other side's bathtub. Cold. Yeah.
I'll take a small, if my dick's too big for a small bathtub, I'm still doing pretty good.
Yeah, like a Barbie bathtub is what I'm talking about.
Look, I've never seen Barbie. That's pretty good. If I got head to toe Barbie, I'm still doing good.
Barbie doesn't fit in the bathtub is what I'm saying.
Whatever.
So our topic is, and when we were discussing topics, Brent texted, "What about the guy who killed all those people and fed them to people?"
Joe, I said like that guy, Joe.
No, you didn't even say Joe.
No,
you just said that guy
to the text.
And then I think your next text was simply 1996.
Yeah. No, it said Joe. Yeah, Joe, the guy that killed people and fed them to people, 1996.
And then something like that. I believe my response was sure.
Yeah. No, and then you said, who is that? Bloody, bloody, blah, question mark. Sure.
But when we looked into it, like I was amazed. Like I even had to call Brent mid research and say, "Are we really fucking doing this guy? Because there's nothing on him."
It was strange.
Like it's so strange. Like for a guy who at least murdered three people, and
he got convicted
for three people. Supposedly killed 10, and
he's admitted.
Supposedly
to.
Yeah. fed them. Yeah. To people.
That's like one-upping Dahmer. That's like...
Well, the two of the crack whores he killed were fed
right.
to people. But,
and there's nothing on this guy? Like, there's no fucking wicked... Like, his name is Joe Metheny, and there was a guy named Joe Matheny.
Who's like a graphic
who's like
designer.
Yeah, who's like an artist, and there's like a Wikipedia page on him, and even that's only a paragraph long.
Because usually we know, like, if you look up someone, the first thing that comes up is Wikipedia.
Right.
And if you open that and there's four pages, it's a good indicator you're not going to find any information on the internet anywhere.
Right.
Because generally the Wikipedia at least has a good timeline of the events or something.
And in general, if you do enough research, like you... And then you read the Wikipedia afterwards, you're like, oh, they got all this from that other article I read and all this. But with this one, there was like flatline. There's nothing. Not even a fucking Wikipedia.
There's a Murderpedia or something.
Yeah, there's a Murderpedia. There's
which
a handful
I didn't know
of
existed,
articles.
Which would have helped me in the past.
It's horrible, too, because it's not even accurate. Like from there's at least three other sources that have who he killed. And this one is wrong, like the one on Murderpedia. You'd think that one would be the correct one.
But the Murderpedia does, and I'll put this link up on the show description, the Murderpedia does have a PDF, a link to the PDF of the full court document, like an 80-page court document, and there's a lot of details in there that you can get about the case. But it was,
And it has a story of, it's him apparently writing to somebody.
Well, he did a confession. He had a written confession for...
Yeah, true. It must be that. Yeah.
I listened to that read by a guy that was horrible.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be audio of him.
Yeah.
But it was a guy reading it. I mean, he read it, but he stuttered. I was like, can you go back and fix that shit?
So let's get into the details. So this guy, and again, a lot of you guys might not have heard of him, even if you're like a true crime kind of person, because there isn't fucking shit about this guy.
Right.
Like we had to dig pretty deep to find stuff. So Cannibal Joe Metheny.
We had to get deep pit on this, you know what I mean?
We had to get deep pit. he was born in 1955 in Baltimore, Maryland. Big family. He was one of six children. In 1961, when he was only six, his father died in a car accident.
This is when Marty McFly was saving the clock tower, just so we get it right. 1955, really? Same exact time.
Same year he was born. Okay.
Enchantment of the Sea Dance is going down. Just to be clear.
So his mom.
I quit.
Gene.
What you want? Gene, people enjoyed that.
Gene Metheny. basically has to work multiple jobs. She's a waitress. She's a barmaid. She's working at a truck stop. Like just working.
That's a lot, Lizard.
Like just, yeah, exactly. Like just working her ass off to provide for six children.
And there's also his story versus her story.
Yeah. And this is where things start to get weird. This is a lot of the stuff that you see about him is, I don't know, it kind of contradicts itself. I forget who we were talking about in a recent episode that we kind of thought was showing off, and half of the stuff about him was kind of bullshitty.
I just don't understand how we have information. We have super, super detailed information on ancient shit sometimes. Like, oh, this pharaoh's son did this and killed right. that person, did that. But we only know he was born in 1955.
Yeah, there's not. There's
you don't
not,
know his real birthday. Yeah, you're like, is there not a city hall public right, records right, in his fucking hometown?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, is there no, not records weird. Of foster care well, and shit?
The other thing too, like on this Murderpedia, and I've seen it on a couple other spots, is that his date of the murders is from 1976 to 1995. But the ones he's talked about and even confessed of mm-hmm. were all within the same year,
like starting in 94. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're one night, like the fucking yeah. night he went out.
Like yeah. seven of them were one night. Well, he probably. So, like, I don't understand where these dates.
In
are
all fairness,
from.
He probably murdered a lot of Viet Cong in 1973 when he.
If was, he really went to.
If
war,
he really yes, went to. Yeah,
we'll
so,
get to that.
So okay, so
if but, he could walk. Then.
So his mom's account, and the last article I read said she was still alive and she was 78, but that was a couple of years ago, so things might have changed. She might be alive in 79,
yeah.
for example. That's one.
that's one outcome. That's one possibility.
There could be others. She could be the living dead now, and she no longer mm-hmm. counts years. Mm-hmm. But
she could have put in her will that she wanted to be putting pulled pork fair, sandwiches. And
she could be that hot chick on the Soloflex commercial in the red bathing suit.
You never know.
78, yeah.
You
could
never
be.
It's amazing, by the way.
But she says that she kept her children having a completely regular life. She worked her ass off to make sure that everything at the house was comfortable, everyone was taken care of, etc. That's her account of the childhood. But then later on, when he was confessing things, he had a completely different account.
Of said he was in and out of foster care. It was very traumatic.
Yeah, he said that his mom was an addict. He said that. But there was no, it seems like evidence would have come up that said, yeah, he was in the foster care system.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's that's a fucking right. record of it. But it's like, so again, it's like, it sounds like the first, like I'm only like a third of the way through the first page of my notes. And the question I had to type was he just a bitch? Question mark. Like, did he have just a, like a typical working class, you know, lower income upbringing. And he like internalized it into like this monstrous thing that lets him fucking get away with murder. Like, was he just fucking crazy to begin with? Or
well, obviously
did some shit go down?
You don't want to admit that you're a bad mom. You know, like dad died and she fucking worked double shift to try to.
Yeah. You're not going to tell the press that you're a crack whore.
That you're well, I was on meth. Maybe some people do. And at the same time, he wants to place blame probably for some, you know, to justify his actions, so he wants to say, oh, I had this traumatic childhood, you know.
But and again, it gets weird.
He's like a white like, rapper basically.
But it also gets weird because like in his confessions later on, like he doesn't push the blame on anybody else. He's like, I did it, I fucking liked it.
He's not sorry for it, yeah, but he does describe his childhood, which is usually where that stuff's rooted. That's where the check boxes start. But the mom says he's an intelligent kid, he gets good grades, he was calm, he didn't get into any type of like altercation.
Right. No conflicts, like none of those fucking, you know, he wasn't torturing animals, he was like all the fucking shit that you see on the serial killer stuff, like those boxes weren't really ticked as much.
And right there, I'm calling bullshit, because if you've read his confession, it's not all that intelligent sounding.
No, not at that point. He wasn't well spoken, but it says allegedly that when he goes to Vietnam, he studies physics. That's what I read, that he studied physics and that he was considered highly intelligent.
I don't know.
Some people are smart, but they don't talk real good.
What you mean?
What you talking about? So, yeah. So anyway, regardless of whether his mom was a crack whore who beat him or just worked late and he was a bitch, in 1973, one of the few things that you could confirm is that he joined the army. Supposedly, he was stationed in Germany for a while, and then he got transferred with an artillery regiment to Vietnam.
Allegedly. So he says, yeah, it got transferred, and at that point, he loses contact with his mother for like 10 years.
Right.
She said, which would make sense if you don't have contact, she does not recall him ever being shipped overseas, that he never went abroad. That was her account of it. She doesn't have any knowledge.
Right, but if they hadn't spoken for 10 years,
exactly,
what are you going to No. So, and he also claims that while he was over there, he experimented with drugs, and that was the first time he tried heroin and different things like this, which totally meshes with a lot of experiences in Vietnam. A lot of people over there, like, it was fucking so awful. Everybody was getting baked on whatever they could get their fucking hands on.
They just play volleyball, poker, listen to Hendrix, and do heroin.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And look out for Charlie's up in the tree.
Well, yeah, and you're gonna, and then you plan on what company you're gonna have, shrimp boat, you know, company.
All that stuff. That's part
Lieutenant
of it.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. So he ends up getting out of the service if he served. And again, the articles, even the articles here, I was kind of tripping on, because a lot of the articles that I read said that this woman, that his romantic interest was his girlfriend. Some articles said it was his wife. No article that I read actually gave her name.
Yeah, did you guys find her name?
I didn't see it anywhere.
I didn't see it anywhere, or his son's name that supposedly got.
And I couldn't even determine if it was his son. He referred to as his son, but at some point, no matter where you read, he just has a six-year-old son that's permanently six. It was Gary Coleman. They're always six. There's no, he had a son in this year.
Well, I think the thing was.
It aged?
I think all the indications were that in the early 90s, when Joe the Cannibal snapped, the kid was six.
Yes.
I think the kid was taken away from him.
When his wife or girlfriend, whoever it was,
let's
left,
just say
he
old
was
lady.
Six.
Yeah. I think old
when his old lady, yeah. when his woman left him, the boy was six.
So, yeah.
She was a crack whore from his accounts. If you believe this guy, his old lady was a crack whore who met up with another crack head, and they took the son, and then they got the son taken away by whoever takes kids away.
Social services. He meets his future wife directly after Vietnam. And then at some point, already he has a criminal record, a minor criminal record at this point, for assault, bar fights,
assault's not minor. That's kind of
pepper and drunk and disorderly conduct. Sorry. I said salt. I said pepper.
No. So, I mean, he does have a record, but nothing that was, you know, not killing crack whores record.
Yeah, they're like, it's a light record. If I had a record of that, I would be like, damn, I kind of got a record.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was beating people up in bars.
If I was
a
musician, you'd want to tell people.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I couldn't piece together, like, how did he come home from work and find out that his old lady and the son
said they were gone.
But the fact of the matter is he was a truck driver. So he had just gotten done from some of the stuff that I read. He had just gotten done doing a long haul all the way across the United States. He was gone for months and he came back. And when he came back, he got home, walked in the door, expected to find everybody there. His old lady's gone. His kid's gone. And he starts asking around.
A construction worker.
I wish I could do that voice.
Nice. So he ends up getting home. He doesn't know where anybody is, and he starts asking around, and he finds out that they're with this other dude. Like, she's basically staying with this other guy who is also on crack, and she's basically turning tricks in order to get enough money to pay the rent and to
selling
get
drugs,
crack.
Yeah.
In order, so she's kind of being whored out by her new boyfriend.
So she has a pimp.
Yeah, she has a pimp.
She's been trafficked.
Yeah, she's been trafficked. Mm-hmm. And so he,
they get busted too. So then that's when the social services took the kid away. He can't get the kid back. He has a criminal record.
Well, that's not true. He said he didn't try because of his criminal record. He knew he couldn't. Never tried.
Yeah. Someone said he couldn't because of his criminal record. In his letter of confession, he said he couldn't try, but he was mad. She could have just dropped the kid off at grandma's house is what he was saying.
Right.
The hot lady from Solo Fucks.
But none of this story makes any sense.
Pretty sure that's her.
Because he's pissed off. He wants to kill them, right?
Yeah.
None of this story makes any sense because as he starts killing people, the story changes. You know what I mean?
Like, no, he just gets fucking rage. So he takes off looking for them because he knows that allegedly they go to this bridge to do drug deals or turn tricks or whatever. And he shows up at the bridge.
Well, he heard they were smoking crack with two bums under the bridge.
They're not there when he gets there. And he does find two homeless people.
Did you see pictures of the bridge?
Mm-mm.
some sketchy because I was like, what kind of like, what's the I'm going under here to smoke crack bridge look like?
What's their living under?
And
there?
I looked and I was like, no, that's a good, it's good crack smoking bridge.
Yeah. Like, even our bridge, like on the bike trail, like you think it's all nice, it's by a park, but once you get under a bridge, it's just sketchy. Yeah. There's no this nice one's
like
under
super,
a bridge.
No, this one's super sketchy. It's not, it's not even like all concrete. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's over like a crick. Like it's just, it's just like dead trees and a crick. And I was like, no, that's a good crack smoking bridge. I have to admit, like,
if I was going to smoke crack, we're going to that bridge.
Because so, I mean, the thing is, you've got to, you're instantly having to fight trolls.
Yeah.
I mean, because the trolls live under the bridge. So it's got to be a sketchy enough bridge that the trolls aren't under there when you go to smoke crack.
Yeah.
So you're already looking for a bad neighborhood.
If you haven't seen Gentleman Bronco, you should watch that movie.
That
you
ever sounds seen that? Horrible.
You would hate it. You might like Gentleman. It.
Is that the one with the yeast lords?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's
fucking good. So he goes, he finds two homeless men under the bridge, but they were passed out. He didn't even ask him any questions.
He's fucking pissed. His wife turned the tricks.
I just don't believe this. So this I don't
is,
believe
so,
it.
So the official story is he gets to the crack smoking bridge. He looks under there. There's no trolls. There's no billy goats. He gets under there, and instead there are two homeless crackheads. Two crack bums, and apparently this is like a tent city in South Baltimore. And
he has his axe, trusty old axe.
He's got his trusty old axe. He finds the two homeless guys. He asks them about his old lady and her pimp.
I read that they were passed out. That's what I'm saying. This there's so many contradictions in this. So anyway. He asks him.
Oh, you know what? I'm jumping ahead. I don't have that he asked them. He asked the next
people. I heard that they were, or read that they were passed out under the bridge, and he fucking hacked him up.
But he knows.
Those bodies are found. He gets arrested for those. So that happened, whether he did
found,
it or not.
But there wasn't enough evidence to
link him to it. So, and he knows these guys, and he knows that they're, you know, tooling around with his old lady under the bridge, smoking crack. And so apparently
Lenny and Squiggy,
Lenny and Squiggy, he takes his axe. He gives them each 40 whacks. And fucking just kills him.
Right.
And it's a busy night. This is a busy night.
This is the first. This is just the start. He just got on shift. Busy
night. Yeah, he says himself, it starts out as revenge. He seeks revenge, but as soon as he gets the taste of blood, of taking someone's life, he said he felt powerful. Like he was addicted to
it. And I had read something. I'm sorry to be Mr. Contradiction here, but I had read something that was back that first date that we saw back in 1979 or whatever. That's when he first got the taste for blood, you know? So this whole thing,
well, this is the first kill allegedly.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But it says though that his streak, you know, his killing streak went from 79 to 95.
Maybe
it's
based off of later claims or something.
Know. Maybe
confessions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of weird to me.
So the same night he kills the two homeless guys with his axe. And then this is where the interrogation starts. So now he gets cunning and his plan is to get crack, to lure crack whores under the bridge. So he has become the troll.
And this is still the same night.
This is still the same fucking night.
Well, he's so a big dude.
He is. He's 6'6", 450.
Yeah. I didn't see anything. I just saw over 6 feet tall, 450.
I heard 6'6".
And he claims it's not all fat. That was his words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not.
Right. But there's some bones.
There's a significant amount. Yeah. So he gets a crack whore.
His left leg's made out of chocolate.
And the crack whore is his actual term. He calls her a crack whore.
They're all crack whores, apparently.
I suspect.
His mom's a crack whore. His wife's crack whore. Yeah. All women are crack whores.
But it is his term for them. I suspect that if I met her, that would probably be my term as well.
You think so?
Yes. She's probably hooked on crack.
He was ahead of the game because crack wasn't until 80s. So 79, it's like that must have been the first.
No, this is 94.
Oh, you said 94.
94,
There's 79 things throwing me off.
Yeah, that's what's throwing me off. I'm kind of weird about it.
No, this is in July of 1994. This
is his mainstream
So he says, I'm going to give you drugs if you tell me where my old lady is. The crack whore says, I don't know. So like you do, he beats her and rapes her.
All crack whores lie.
And kills her with an axe.
Yeah. Right. I mean, who wouldn't? I'm just saying.
But I'm just surprised. We're finally seeing the evolution of serial killers go from luring people into woods with stamps to luring people into woods with crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's
natural evolution.
It is.
Well, and in between there, it was stamps with LSD on it. Right. That you actually, right. That was just the hit.
That was the evolution. Yeah. So he's now the troll and he's luring people under the bridge.
So, and he has a fantastic home too. It's a trailer inside of a pallet like factory yard.
Oh, he doesn't need, I think that's an upgrade. I don't even think he lives
that
there.
That doesn't happen.
Oh, not yet.
No, not yet.
No, he's in and out of homeless camps and shit. Like that was a house with his wife still. He's not in the trailer yet.
Okay.
So he ditches,
he puts her body in a bush.
Yeah. Throws her in a bush. Mm-hmm.
Two in a bush is worth one in a hand. That's or what, right. What's the saying? Yeah.
So then he's like, okay,
not
well,
that I don't think that. Pretty sure it's not that.
It might be that.
That might be a George Bush.
I think this is where the saying came from.
Yeah.
I do want to put this on pause
because George in a bush is you can't fool me twice. That's the saying. Yeah.
There was a post on the fan group that was talking about a drinking game, and it said that you would take a drink every time I agreed with something Brad said just to keep the conversation moving. And I want to clarify, I never agree with the things that Brad says to keep the conversation moving.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing because
they're right.
That's right.
They're correct.
That's
they're indeed correct.
That's improv. Yeah. That's improv training. Yeah. You agree. He concurs.
Yeah. And I'm tier one. Indeed. Allegedly.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't agree with Brad just to move things forward.
Did you see someone made a picture of Dave with the sweat of Rambo?
No, I didn't.
He's strapped to a box springs mattress. And it's like clearly Rambo because he's pretty buffed out, but it's Dave's face right in the middle. Not that Dave's not buffed out, but I mean, it looked like he had some enhancing drug help.
Yeah, that helps a little.
Were there knives in the...
There was no knives.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, cracker number two, he's like, okay... Cracker number one, things got out of hand.
Right.
I was asking questions, beat her up, raped her, killed her with an axe. This time, I'm just going to get some answers.
That's standard crack whore interrogation.
Yes, that's
plus he finished quick on that one.
Right.
It was so hot.
He finds another crack whore.
He's got some stamina.
Says,
hey, SCWI.
Come under the bridge.
Crack whore investigation.
Shit.
There's going to be a van and Tyler Mott's fucking picture with that.
So he gets the second crack whore.
I'm impressed with you being able to throw those letters out.
Yeah,
like that
was good.
If that was right, I can't even stop to think about it because I'm going to get lost.
So what do you suppose he does with the second crack whore?
He's got stamina now. He's going to fuck her for longer.
Or he questions her.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He attacks her, rapes her, and kills her.
That's right. With an axe.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
SCWI.
And then this is where it gets interesting. He drags her to the bush where the other crack whore is. And I'm not sure.
Just one.
He's dragging the crack whores to the bush, but he's just leaving the crack heads dead where they are under the bridge.
No, he tied them together.
At this point, though.
Okay.
Right. So, which you would think would be a tip off for the crack whores.
Like, when
you come down under the bridge and you see two hacked up crackheads killed with an axe.
I don't know,
that was an accident.
That might have been fucking everyday occurrence.
Yeah, that's true.
It was an
accident. And the guy does have crack. So
it was an accident.
I got it.
Okay.
So then we end up, a fifth person gets killed, and he's simply reported as an old fisherman.
It was a black guy.
See, I don't think he was.
I read it. That's what it said.
No, because
he said he could see him smiling and looking at him.
Oh,
and then he said that he might be Elohim.
Cocksucker.
Yeah, Elohim. And then he said he was a dark-skinned alien.
I can't help but want to do my...
I read all those.
I can't help but want to do my Crypt Keeper voice.
Let's hear it.
From the... Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yeah.
That was exhilarating.
I can't do it very good, but...
That was pretty good.
I don't remember it, but I feel like that's probably good.
That was pretty good. I think it was very
If it
good.
Wasn't, you have a character for sure.
I couldn't, because I just kept reading in articles an old fisherman, and I was immediately picturing
an old black guy.
I was picturing like the Gordon's fisherman, like a full on yellow rain slicker, like yellow fisherman
with a cob pipe.
Cob pipe standing down. Can't get that from here. excuse me, say that, Joe.
In Baltimore.
Couldn't help but notice your crack whore there.
Yes. I'd use the crack hole for bait, but you see, they're a little too gamey. The fish don't bite.
Jesus Christ.
I read it was a black guy, so.
What you got there is a dead crack hole, Joe.
That's your black fisherman voice?
No. It's the same guy.
He's white. He didn't think guy. He was a bite. He didn't think he was a bite. Yeah.
What you do, Joe, you don't serve the crack holes to the fish. You pull them like pork.
Actually, I think it's in his letter of confession. He said he looked down off the bridge and saw a black fisherman looking up at him. Because he calls him like he sees him, man. He says crack whore, black guy. I mean,
I suppose an old wizened black fisherman could still have that accent and wear the yellow Gorton's slicker.
He was trying to get shrimp.
Yeah,
it was Bubba Gump.
Who's the?
So then he comes Vietnam. Up and he's all, you know. So Joe, let me show you how to dispose of this body here. And Joe takes a lead pipe that he finds and quote lays his head wide open.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've just ever walked up. On
I think
a
that's the
pipe.
End of the black fisherman.
That's the end of the black fisherman. Say, Joe, you split my head clean open now.
So he weights them all down with rocks and throws them into the river.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you do.
Except for you right now. Now I'm confused about what the first chopped up dudes, because they found those bodies.
Well, there's the
they
thing.
They never so found the fisherman.
He cleans up the crime scene. He throws the crack whores and the fishermen in the river. He weights them down with stones, ties them up, throws them in the river. All that it said was he hides the two hacked up bodies. Like, I think he just buried them somewhere.
He was 450. Then, dude was tired. He's like, fuck this shit.
2.5 weeks later,
they
find the two crackheads.
Yeah.
And they arrest
him in different bushes.
Right. Yeah. So they arrest Joe. He actually even confesses, I killed the two black whores or the two crack whores and the black fisherman.
Oh, now they're black whores.
Sorry. I was thinking crack whores and black fishermen. So he kills the two black whores and the crack fisherman.
Dave's racist.
And
he thinks all crack whores are black.
He says he confesses he killed them and threw him in the river.
Right.
But when they dredged the river, they couldn't find the bodies.
That's funny. When you have a written confession or a confession of sorts like that, do you still need the evidence to convict?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because all those people admit to like killing, being the Zodiac killer.
Yeah. Right. No, you still got convicted.
You still need a body.
That's funny.
You still need
like, what if
evidence?
You did too good of a job cleaning up your
you
murder
You can't even
scene,
claim your own
and
shit.
And you're like, no, I did it. I killed my wife. Like, I did it. And then you did
exactly
too good a job.
No, that's,
and then you're like, please take me to jail. Arrest me.
That's how some of these, I mean, all these other serial killer cases, like how many did they get convicted for? 10 or 20?
Right. They don't
But then there's like,
all.
Oh, but they could have killed 200.
Right.
Like, because they can't Find prove the other ones. Yeah. There's they don't get convicted for it. So it's pretty crazy.
Yep.
So, or some one of them got busted for only two murders and like a kidnapping, like this guy kind of did. But it's like two murders, a kidnapping, and something else.
Apparently murders like Pringles. You can't just have one. Like once,
no,
you, once you try it.
Once you
if you're a white if you're a white male between the age of 30 and 40, like this is your Pringles.
This is my
like,
last year. Happening. This is my last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get to happening. It.
Yeah, you better step up your game.
Yeah. This is a meth.
It's getting
meth,
closer for me.
I need meth and Viagra.
I just need like Let's life to this. Take life to take a downturn and it's over. I'm going to Disneyland and just having a blast.
Ooh. That was very specific.
Yeah. That's not a premeditated.
You heard it here first, folks. So he ends up spending 18 months in jail. They're trying to prosecute him for these killings, but apparently there isn't enough evidence to link him to the killings. So he ends up getting out of jail after 18 months. Trial happens. He's acquitted. He's a free man. But
what I don't understand is how he goes to jail for a year and a half or even more. Like he's been in jail forever and he's still a big dude. Like, I guess it's not all fat because he would be skinny.
You would think.
There's a picture of him. I mean, he's fat, but I don't know, man. There's still big ass dudes in jail. They figured out, man. You got somebody put honey buns on his books, man.
Maybe. Yeah. No, that's true. You can get the top
Plus
ramen.
Plus, you do eat top ramen true. And cup of soup as well, and Snickers. Yeah. Like, that's the food.
That's expensive, though. Yeah.
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 But I don't know.
He was trading all his vegetables to the buff guys.
That's right. So 18 months in Baltimore jail, he ends up getting released. And this is when he gets his job at the Joseph Stein and Son Pallet Company. And if I'm sure you've.
Oh, that's where he has the trailer.
Yeah. And this is. So there are trailers on the property,
right.
And one of which he lives in. And I'm guessing. Because I mean.
He gets a job as a forklift driver and tells the owner if he can stay there, he'll keep an eye on the property.
Right. Yeah. Right. So he's their watchdog, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's nothing but pallets.
Yeah, he said he would make sure no crack whores.
Yeah, yeah, I'll keep a reputable.
It's like a Chinese dog. Food restaurant and cats.
Yeah, there's like, no. Yeah, don't, I promise you, there will not be one crack whore.
Yeah, they won't be roaming around premise here
for much fucking more zombies. Than much more than say an hour.
Yeah,
you know. but so he gets out of jail. He gets the job at the pallet factory. He lives on a trailer, and because he's got a taste for it, he now lures more women into his trailer. I'm guessing with crack.
Yeah.
Could have been stamps. Could have been
money.
Could have been.
He could have told him he had money.
Franklin Mint collectible plates. I don't know. It
said drugs. Yeah.
Oh, did it say drugs? Okay. So let's just stick with the crack. But he ends up.
Think how easy it is to get like crack whores to do whatever you want.
Yeah. You just need crack. Just
get some crack.
And they don't have teeth. So I'm just saying. Yeah.
No, that's meth.
You still keep crack and meth.
You keep your teeth with crack.
Crack is crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Meth is methamphetamines.
Yeah. You just get gray lips.
Mm-hmm. Gray lips?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of scaring Dave, like, you fucking alien. Aliens.
Punch him through the window.
All crack whores are black.
So he lures a woman, 26-year-old Kimberly Spicer, who he met at the Borderline Bar and Restaurant in Arbutus, which apparently is a suburb of Baltimore. You know, like you do, beats her, rapes her, kills her.
Yeah.
Don't know if they ever smoked the crack.
I think he stabbed her. He had some stabbing. Yeah, his method of killing was strangulation and stabbing.
Yeah.
So especially when you're going to chop him up afterwards.
You already got to clean the knife. You might as well start that
kill
way.
Him. Yeah. Easy enough.
So then he cuts the meat off of her body and puts it in Tupperware.
You know what I did learn? I was thinking about stabbing the heart, which would be the quickest way to kill him. But Vulcan's hearts are where our livers are.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. It's interesting.
You went and looked up Star Trek clearly to see.
No, I watched knowledge. I watched Star Trek Beyond or whatever it is. Actually, a good movie.
Oh, like the new one?
Okay. Yeah, but I was mad to see he didn't have any fuck off and die.
Yeah.
Science. No, they didn't throw the fuck off and die sign.
Didn't throw
just
that
live
one out.
Long and prosper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to hack the Netflix that. Server and then we'll just fucking
get the fuck
put our superimposed one in there. It's just a big fucking green his screen
thumb,
hand.
The thumb's just gone. Like green screen it.
So that threw me off. I don't even know where we were.
He just killed Spicer.
Right. Yeah. He just
appropriate name for someone you're going to feed people.
That's
later.
True. That's very true. Then
should I season her? No, I'll spice her.
I'll spice her.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say what the time frame was for the second one, but he killed another woman named Tony Ingracia, who was a 28-year-old. Again, lures her in, stabbed, strangled, etc. And apparently, and again, this is where the stuff gets mixed, because then there was a third woman who he allegedly killed and didn't know the name of.
I didn't see that. I saw that the third woman was just the one that got away. He killed two, chopped them up, buried the leftover parts in the woods, put the meat into his freezer in Tupperware containers. And then a third woman is what, after the barbecue stuff, he tries to do it again because he uses up all the meat from the first.
Well, no, but here's the thing, though, because the one of the articles that I read said that there was a third woman that they discovered that was decapitated, that they think was linked to him.
Yeah, one of them. There's three that he killed. He fed two to people at his barbecue shack.
Supposedly, he confessed to killing a man in this same time frame, but no one could find the bodies. They couldn't find the bodies on the other woman, and they couldn't find the body on the man, apparently. But he had confessed to killing four in this era.
Yeah, it's weird. It says in the thing here that it's a number of victims between 4 and 10, maybe more. But then in his own account of admitting, he says, I killed 7 people, 3 men, 4 women. So 3 men, two crackheads and a fisherman, 3 men.
And then
4 women will be the 2 hookers there, and then the 2 in the trailer for the food.
Right.
That's his account.
Yeah.
And then the third.
But it's also saying, you know, in a reign of terror that dating back to 1976. Like, that's where I didn't get this. But maybe that's why there's no Wikipedia on him, because there's all the information is too fucking crazy.
So, but the next woman that he tries to kill is a woman named Catherine Magaziner. Very strange last name.
Is he making these up?
No. But he takes her to the, is this, is she the one that gets away? Or no, he killed
magazine
her.
Or he kills her because he does something to her later.
That's right. Yeah. So he says,
which is pretty appropriate
that, and this is from the, leading up to it, this is from the actual PDF of the court report. It says the defendant reiterated that he had strangled and buried the victim. Additionally, the defendant indicated that after the body had been buried for about 6 months, he went back to the burial location and dug up and removed the skull. Afterwards, he threw the skull in a trash box. The box containing the skull was later removed to Oxford, Pennsylvania.
So that's the one that he cleaned up and skull fucked it, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So I mean, that had, it's 6 months. I bet that was all teeth.
That was
all teeth. That's like the worst blowjob you could ever get.
He could have done it through the neck hole, like, and stuffed like a cantaloupe in it. Like, gotta just like, you microwave the cantaloupe, you know, for a while, get it smooshy, stuff it in there.
I worked with a guy that came to work one day. I probably told that story before and told me, like, I was the manager and he was fixing shit. He's like, dude, I did some crazy shit last night. And I was like, what? He's like, I fucked a cantaloupe. And I was like, what? This is like back, like, it was a long time ago, like, not even internet stuff, really. Like, the internet was new.
Yeah.
And he was like, I fucked a cantaloupe. I was like, what? Like, I never heard of that shit. I was like, what do you, I don't understand, dude. And he's like,
no, it sounds like you're saying you fucked a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Am I hearing like you the correctly? Fruit?
He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, I fucking cut a hole in it. And then you put it in the microwave. You got to put your fingers in there, make sure it's not hot. He's like, and I totally fucked it. He's like, it fucking felt real, dude. And I was like, that is some shit you don't tell people, man. I was like, I can't believe you're telling me this right now. But
and he's excited about
it. He knows who he is if he's listening. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah. You mean it felt real? It felt like I was fucking a real cantaloupe.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't feel like a fake cantaloupe at all.
It was Mike Claxton.
The next time I used the squash, it felt real.
Felt like a real cantaloupe.
Like a real cantaloupe.
That cantaloupe feels like a real watermelon.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Jesus. But I actually had a friend that fucked a cantaloupe.
Okay. Well, it's better than
sounds like one of those I have.
I'm sure we all have those friends. Yeah. Just our friends didn't tell us.
Yeah. Sure.
Like they absolutely didn't walk around telling
it's
everybody.
It's the same guy that could do the butt Yoda things where he sucks air in his butt and farts out. And
yeah, this guy's weird.
Yeah. He was crazy.
Yeah. Weird cat. He was black too.
Nah, he wasn't.
Okay. No.
We're narrowing it down. Yeah.
Okay. So he's got his victims. He's got their meat stored in Tupperware, in a freezer in his trailer.
Well, that's, you got to keep it there. Fresh.
Yeah. And,
unless you're making beef Jeremy and you're going to dry it out.
That's true. Dry it out.
Yeah. True.
And I actually used the box fan like method, you know, put it on the box fan with the air filter. Yeah.
I almost did that, but it seemed like a lot to buy the box fan. You can just get a food dehydrator.
If you have a box fan,
right.
Then you just use it. Like, you can use
I do
that.
Have a box fan. Yeah.
You can use that.
That one's dirty.
You can use any fan.
You know what we're talking about? You could probably do it with like mangoes or some shit. You can make like papaya jerky.
I do it with tofu. I have a food dehydrator.
That's gross, I bet.
No, it's fucking delicious.
Says you, the man who likes Chinese tofu? Boxes.
Says everyone who's tried it. You know what's the best though with
says
the
man who eats tofu.
Bring it. Yeah, bring it next week.
No, don't bring it. Keep your shit at home. Why won't you bring it?
Because it's fucking a billion degrees outside and I don't feel like heating my house up with a fucking dehydrator or going outside to dehydrate it.
Did the dehydrator get hot? I thought just a fan just blows over it.
No, it heats up too.
Does it?
You set the heat on it.
Don't set the heat on it. Just take long. It's tofu. It's not even going to go bad.
I'm just
flies won't even land on
I
tofu.
I don't mind bringing you some. I'm just telling you, it's not happening till the heat breaks.
Fine. Just like the tofurkey.
Just like the pickles, the alleged pickles that Dave makes. We're never going to see those either.
I got a fucking cupboard full of pickles.
Of the ones you made?
He's got a pants full of pickles.
I got a pants full of pickles.
Don't get me started on your crotch.
I'll post it.
Yeah.
There's
a circus of Carrot Top down there.
I'll post my pickle pants on Instagram.
This looks like dehydrated cranberries down there.
So he has the meat.
Looks like a Louisiana swamp.
It looks like two midgets fencing in clown outfits. What the fuck? I don't know.
Oh, man.
All right, go ahead.
So he has the meat.
Like a Sith Lord has leprosy.
Did I say it looks like a roast beef sandwich before?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
The goal is just to be as ridiculous and indirect as possible. It doesn't have anything to do with anything that's really what your crotch looks like.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly aware
of that. It looks like an 80-year-old Mariah Carey with a bad haircut.
It looks like Sinbad jumped in a jacuzzi full of Nair.
What is happening? Oh, man.
I like doing these. These are fun.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
It looks like a Jewish diamond salesman.
Oh, man. One time he forgot to zip his pants and I heard a voice say, Happy Hanukkah. I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't know either.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, he had his victims. What were you saying?
I have no idea.
He's got the meat. He's about to open up his franchise.
Yeah. Yes.
So we could franchise this.
So he's got his meat.
Joe's Barbecue Shack.
And this is the thing, because I was like, I couldn't correlate a fucking crackhead, half homeless, living in a fucking trailer. Like, you just opened a restaurant and served people meat.
It's not a restaurant.
Like, no, exactly.
It's just that trailer on the side of the road that you see that Brad got behind the fast
track. It's like the Mexican selling fruit on the corner.
Like, you'll just like, and you know, a lot of neighborhoods, I can't say every neighborhood, a lot of neighborhoods, you'll drive by a gas station, there's just some dude in the parking lot barbecuing shit and fucking selling it.
At the Pep Boys on F Street right now, there's just this giant fucking wood fire barbecue thing going on there. Probably people meet.
So that's what this guy does. So he opens up a roadside deep pit sandwich stand, and he's just selling deep pit. So allegedly,
he calls it open pit, whatever. I think open pit.
Well, it's open pit barbecue.
Yeah. Right. So
roast beef sandwiches, pulled pork sandwiches.
He says, quote, the human body, it tastes very similar to pork. And he mixes the human bodies in with the pork. Just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, it wasn't like that was his way of disposing of the body. He just cut all the prime cuts off and then buried the bodies under his trailer. Like, he was doing it. And it wasn't like
apparently he tasted it.
It was an experiment.
Right. It wasn't like he was just doing it so he could eat it all, because then he would have hoarded it and eaten it. No. He was like sharing the bounty with Baltimore by serving these people.
He called it his special meat.
Yes.
Yeah. Which
he and I have a different definition on that.
So
is Dave.
He's that's what I can't get behind. I don't understand. Like, why are you selling dead people in pork sandwiches to Baltimore? Like, I never read, like, I read what is his crazy motive for the killing. Read his crazy, like, his serial killer.
That's why I think it's all bullshit.
Someone said it was his way of disposing of it, you know, like, but you still had to bury the skeleton and shit.
No, he still buried their bodies. Yeah. Like, that wasn't his way of disposing of it. Like, I don't understand.
No, because the third person, the one that got away, he was running out of his special meat. So he was trying to get the third one.
If he's going
to
fucking kill crack whores anyway, he's like an Eskimo. He wants to be efficient. Well, he might as well use the parts, because he's saving money.
A quote from the thing was,
pork's $1.79 a pound, man.
That's right. These crack whores are free.
He had the crack whores. It's not much weight he has to carry over to the woods.
Plus, the fisherman told him.
Yeah.
Like the old wise fisherman said, what you do is you serve them on sandwiches.
Yeah. Everyone in Dave's history is from fucking gangsters from Dick Tracy.
No, that's a different voice.
Oh, let me hear that one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell.
That's way different.
Clearly different.
Yeah.
And the other one was black. That one was white.
Right. Yeah. So, but he says that
when I look at you, you're black and white.
Right. That's
what's confusing. Yeah.
He says that
it doesn't matter though.
In killing, there's, quote, a sense of power. I don't know. Vulnerable. I dreaded. Just. I got a very. Got a rush out of it, got a high out of it, call it what you want. I had no real excuse why, other than I like to do it. I don't know how to describe it. So he's got this idea of him getting a high out of it, of him, like, it erases his vulnerability and his dread and makes him feel alive. That same kind of weird thing that a lot of serial killers say. But nowhere in any of his confessions, nowhere in anything does he ever, that I saw, address why the fuck he decided to serve them to people. Like, just a big fucking.
Maybe he thought they were good.
Like, was he sharing?
Yeah.
Like, sharing is caring. Yeah. Like, I love
his mom said she was a good mom, taught him to share.
That's true.
Yeah. I really think he had no remorse and no guilt over it. Like, literally, I mean, it was like Jack in the Box tacos, man. That's not all beef. There's something going on in there. It was just bulk filler. Like, it's saving him money. He had the meat anyway. He's going to kill hookers. Like, you know what I mean? He has to carry and hide that shit. He was probably like, fuck it. I was going to open that barbecue stand. I'll just freeze this shit and mix it in.
And then
when he cooked it the first time, he tasted it to be like, am I going to get away with this?
Yep.
And he was like, tastes like bacon, man.
Sure am.
Tastes like pork.
He didn't have the time to smoke them.
Yeah. And it said the words, I'm sorry, will never come out of my mouth, for they would be a lie.
Right.
So he told that to the jury.
Well, actually, I kind of preferred the line right before that in that quote, because the full quote was, "I dug up the skull of Kathy Magaziner, then washed out the maggots and made love to it.
Oh.
The words 'I'm sorry' will never come out, for they would be a lie. I'm more than willing to give up my life for what I've done, to have God judge me and send me to hell for eternity."
Jesus Christ.
It's yeah.
He cooked the girl named Spicer and then he fucked the one named Magaziner. Most people jerk off to a magazine.
Exactly.
So. He washed the maggots out of Magaziner's skull.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, you're washing the maggots out, but what are you fucking exactly? Like, was there still flesh in there?
There had to have been. If there were maggots, there had to have still been.
I wonder if killing somebody does set you free.
That's not the takeaway here, Brad. That's not the takeaway.
You immediately get imprisoned after you get set free, so just so you know.
The takeaway is abhorrence and disgust, not...
All right, we're in the nest for a second, though. We're in the nest, okay? Uh-huh. Speaking of Star Trek, holodeck, and you can kill someone to get the experience, would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to really harm anyone. You're not killing someone's baby. You're not taking anyone away. No one's life is getting cut short. You're going to kill a virtual... That's going to start happening, right? We're going to have this virtual reality thing, and that's going to be some weird-ass thing that starts happening.
Like, if it's like an action adventure and I'm shooting at Nazis, then yeah, I'm going to kill somebody.
No, I think you do the serial killer. Like,
the plot is serial killer.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm in.
No desire.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to kill an innocent person. You're right. Like,
crack whores aren't innocent.
That's true. Just look at their gray fucking lips.
Yeah.
Oh, if we could kill the sex trafficker guys, that'd be kind of cool. They wouldn't want it to happen. They would still be fearful while you're killing him.
Yes, they would.
Probably not the same, though. There's no risk involved. You know that you're not really going to go to jail. You probably won't get the same thing. We have to kill real people, Brad.
Yeah, I think so.
Delete this part of the audio.
Although you might get the same thrill. If you're going Star Trek deep.
And you get the rush. If it's like real.
When the Vulcans were stranded out in...
If Neil Patrick Harris is by your side,
when the Vulcans were stranded in the Delta Quadrant and they had the Pon Farr, they could mate on the holodeck and then it would calm their emotions. Oh.
What about the Ferengi though, with their electric hula hoop lassos?
That was so bad.
That's way back. That shit was rough.
They got rid of that with a fucking quickness.
You can almost see the stage, just like fucking styrofoam rocks and a fucking fog machine the styrofoam rock.
It looked like the moon landing.
Yeah. Dude.
Just go. It's like that's like Star Trek Next Generation episode 3 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I used to watch Star Trek. I can deal with Star Trek.
The first season though is rough.
It's very rough.
I used to watch Danger Will Robinson Lost in Space. Yeah, I watched that too. That was
the doctor had a boyfriend for fucking sure before it was okay to have a boyfriend.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus Christ, that guy. Yeah.
So
he had a different set of clothes when he went home.
So we all agree we have to kill somebody to find out.
Yes. Yeah. Old Joe runs out of meat and he then gets some crack, lures in another crack whore.
Rita Kemper.
This guy sure knows where to get the crack from.
He sure does.
Like, he's talking about his crack wife being a crackhead.
Yeah. So old...
From a bridge troll. That's where you get it.
Old Refill Rita, we call her. He's run out of meat.
You just keep refilling her?
He lures Rita in.
She's like a cream-filled donut walking around.
He
legs.
Can kill her and get a refill for his meat supply. And again, his quote from the court records was, quote, "I got her in there and started to rip off her clothes and knock the hell out of her. She was screaming. I just kept on laughing at her. I turned around for a split second. She ran out the door. There was an 8-foot chain link fence with barbed wire on top of it around the front. There was a stack of wooden pallets next to the fence, about 10 feet high. That bitch scaled those pallets like a monkey and jumped the fence and ran down the main road."
Fuck yeah, she did. Dude, have you ever gotten chased by a dog and you're all of a sudden a superhuman?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. You got fucking bad knees. Yeah. You're fucking hurt.
But if you're getting chased by a serial killer, at least he's not going to chase you. Like, this guy's
too
big.
The other accounts are that he had just told her, "Oh, I murdered some people." Yeah. He did
the classic fucking movie villain bad mistake. Yeah. He's like, "I just did this." He gave his whole fucking plan.
Yeah.
And the problem is he's 450 pounds. That bitch fucking ran like a monkey. And
I don't even know if she had to run. She just opened the door and walked out. Yeah. And he was like,
"Wait, he called that running.
Wait up.
She's like, "Nah, I'm out of here."
Yeah. So she hops that fence, gets in a truck with a guy, and then went to the gas station, she fucking called the police.
Yeah, but you're in a crack induced sprint. You're going pretty quick.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Throw the crack in there, you're you are scaling that shit does, like a monkey.
Does crack hype you up?
Fuck yeah,
it does.
Sound like you knew, man.
Well, that's the whole point. It's personal. Like cocaine times 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then he said he knew they were coming. He gathered up the girl's clothes and went and locked the front gate, and the police pulled up and arrested him.
Right.
And he just didn't
Put up any struggle. He just fucking went with it. So they discover bodies. They discovered that I'm trying to find
He was tired. I mean, feeding Baltimore was just
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So the first, like, one of them he buried, like, under a trailer 10 feet away from his trailer. One of them he buried right near the freeway. The cops found the bodies fairly quickly. He admitted to a certain amount of deaths. He ended up getting 50 years for an attempted sex offense and the kidnapping of Rita Kemper.
And the bodies were so scattered, they were buried amongst like seven different locations.
Yeah, and some of the people that he confessed to killing, they couldn't find the bodies when he said, "This is where I hit him."
That's because Baltimore had a taste for flesh.
That's right.
Yeah, and they fucking
the other crackheads
clean the bones clean.
Thought they were just large chicken wings.
Some ribs.
Down to the marrow,
picking bones.
So he ends up getting a death row, right?
And for one of them, he got a death row. For one of them, he got life for the first girl. He got sentenced to death for the second one. And then he got overturned in 2000.
And then 50 years for the 50
years for the kidnapping.
Yeah, the death sentence got overturned though. That's in 2000. So
man, you don't
have
to play a joke on your friend. 50 years for kidnapping? Like, what? I was kidding, man.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But here's the fucked up. Here's what's fucked up about our justice system is he has the death penalty for fucking abducting, raping, and killing one of the crack whores. But in July of 2000, the Court of Appeals happened and he admits at the Court of Appeals to killing them. And he even asks the jury to keep the death penalty standing. He's begging them, like, don't
he wants to die.
Take
That's
me
the
off
scenario
death row.
I ask, can that happen? Like, where the, like, you want the punishment, like, you want, like,
well, but here's the thing. Did you read why they overturned the death penalty?
I did read it and I don't remember.
It's
right
so
now,
fucking weird. The court found
they loved his barbecue.
Yeah, they were like, "Well, we're not going to put you away until we get
funny.
The recipe."
If that shit happens now, this is what would be awesome. Think if that happens right now. Like this, it's been happening over the last year. Someone's getting fed somewhere. There will be a Yelp review, and there's going to be people that are just like, "Best barbecue in town. I had the pulled pork." Blah blah blah, and they will be rushing to the computer to delete their fucking Yelp reviews. Yeah. Their friends don't know.
Hypothetically,
if this happens, hypothetically, we'll go screenshot the fuck out of Yelp. If
well, I'm
it ever
just
happens.
Saying, like, hypothetically, there are a lot of crackheads here and a lot of hookers.
Mm-hmm.
And hypothetically, people like barbecue here. So I'm just saying, hypothetically, that could happen.
I'm going to start saying hypothetically, just real quick, though. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking.
So they discovered in this court of appeals that the original allegations were
who's appealing though, like that's the thing, like he doesn't want it, so why is
I have
an
no
appeal?
Idea is it maybe it's automatic if it's a death sentence to make sure I have no idea, but they didn't find that he was innocent of murdering her and serving her flesh to the unwilling. They found that he never robbed her before he killed her.
Oh, so you don't get the death penalty for that.
That's right. If he would have robbed her, then raped her and killed her and served her meat to Baltimore, he gets death row. But if you take out by far the least important of all of the charges against him, the robbing, you get rid of that. They find out that he never robbed her,
so it's
which
okay.
means it wasn't aggravated.
Oh.
Weird ass point
Fuck
system.
Yeah. What the fuck?
The fucking prosecuting attorney was just like checking boxes in every direction, trying to. What the fuck, really?
Like, do you have to be like? Does the robbery have to be aggravated? Like, can't you be like, hey, could you hand me your wallet, or I'm going to kill you?
Yeah, no,
it could be very nice. Yeah,
no, it doesn't matter.
Did he seem angry? No, he was really nice.
The robbery was too far. That was just that's what pushed him over the edge.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
Baltimore, you gotta get your shit together.
So Brad, we gotta get our shit down, and when we get these people, and before we take their shit. We nicely ask for their wallet.
Well, we don't get the death penalty if we don't take their shit.
That's right.
I'm just saying, I wonder if we could get a crack whore down here, and I wonder how far they let us go. Like, what weird shit do they do before they start getting weirded out?
Where's the line?
I'm sure. Like, we don't have to kill them or kidnap them. Like, they can leave anytime they want.
I'm sure it is a
But we have money and crack here. And
how about this? How about if we tell them, we'll give them crack if you just give me a chunk of your thigh.
And then we'll
bandage them up.
And they cut it off themselves.
They sign a consent.
They cut it off themselves.
And then we can cook their shit. And then they gave us consent. Yeah. We didn't steal anything.
We have a sandwich shop next door.
Written consent for them. We go tell Russell, can I make my own sandwich today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wednesday special.
You don't get the thrill of the kill, though. We just get to try it. Would you eat?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dave.
But still, though. Hold on. Just cutting out somebody's thigh, though, that's pretty, I mean.
Hold on. I want to ask you. If there was a well-kept.
Yes, I'll eat it.
There.
Cock.
I didn't say that.
Hey, buddy, you got way time to finish my sentence.
I know what you were going to say.
So, yeah, if there was like a well-kept, fit, clean, hygienic person, and they said when they died, you know what I mean? That when they died, they wanted you to taste them. Yeah. You would not do it.
Why not?
So, I'm going to lose a couple pounds, man, and I promise I take showers often. Wait, let's put it in our will that when one of the other dies, we get to taste the other.
Yeah. I don't think we could do that, though, because it's illegal.
I don't think it's illegal.
Cannibalism is illegal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
It's against the law.
All right, delete this audio. Another person. Delete this audio.
You'd have to, before you died, know that you're going to die and slice a filet off yourself.
We taste good because we eat tri-tip and shit. He tastes like toe feet.
Yeah.
That's like tofu, like fake, but feet and tofu.
Yeah, Dave tastes like fake cheese.
Yeah.
He's never gonna, like, he'll die and they don't even have to embalm him. He just looks the same forever. It's like McDonald's cheese. Leave it out on the counter, never molds. Looks like a McDonald's hamburger after 2 years.
Okay, so I'm not ever trying to make a spectacle of the veganism thing. I'm always just curious, honestly. If we were in a situation where we were starving.
Yes. He already said that.
Cock.
if you're starving,
I'm in a situation where I'm starving, nope. I will fucking eat the Pope.
Not the question. Yeah. So let me finish once again.
Balls.
Yeah.
Pope's balls.
There's
nothing embarrassing about that.
There's a pet. There's Vincent. And then there is me. And we both die at the same time. Or you're on your last day of starving.
No, what kind of fucking question is that? I have no idea.
I'll tell you what kind of question it is. It's a hypothetical.
I have no fucking idea. I have never known a level of hunger that would allow me to reasonably answer the question of whether I would eat one of my best friends or my beloved dog first.
Oh, I thought you were going to refer to the dog as a best friend.
I'll tell you this, though. I would eat your best friend over your dog first.
Why?
Huh?
You don't fuck with another man's dog?
No. It's just, why are you going to eat the dog when you have nice, fresh meat?
Nice, juicy man ass.
Yeah. I got rump roast.
I don't have much rump, to be honest. I got no butt.
It's there. It's enough.
I've worked my ass off.
That's enough. You got a pound or so.
Maybe. All right.
Plus, it's got good marbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suspect you have good marbling.
Yeah. Get some nice biceps there. We'll just get those.
Mm-hmm. Is that good? Is the muscle part good, though?
Yeah. That's what meat is, the muscle.
Yeah.
Did you see the weird thing?
That's why they massage the cows for Kobe. I'll sit there and massage you for like a day and a half.
Give me beer. Good beer. Japanese beer.
You drink a lot of whiskey that keeps you tender.
Why is Brad being so nice to me?
Have you seen the weird thing about meat glue?
Yes.
Huh? That's so fucking weird.
Have you seen
meat
that?
Glue.
They take a bunch of shit cuts of meat and they fucking use this stuff called meat glue and they glue them together and roll it up.
It's powder.
And then they slice it.
Oh, it's like MDF plywood.
They slice it into steaks, but it looks like a cut. And that's why I was like.
No, and that's the thing. Like, they do it right there. Like, it's illegal in America and they're trying to make it illegal in Europe. And it's just this white powder. I forget what it's called.
White power. You said white power.
White power. It's white power.
It's white power. They take white power and pour it on the steak.
The Nazis invented it.
But no, and then they take it. They can do it with steak. They can do it with chicken.
Yeah.
But they'll just take a bunch of bad cuts, throw this stuff on it, roll it up like in a tight tube with saran wrap, and then you just slice it down the middle. And they take it and they like fillets. Even on the video that I
they
saw,
like
the
ribeyes.
Yeah, the guy marbles. they cook like a regular filet mignon, and they both taste it. And the guy's or like, filet. Okay. And then they take the meat glue one, and they do. And the guy's like, I can tell absolutely no difference.
Wow.
Between these two things.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a difference between buying good meat, though. Like, when I have some money and I buy good, like a good cut, I'm like, oh, wow, ribeye is like fucking way better than this fucking chuck steak I've been slamming down.
Well, I bought ground sirloin instead of like regular cheap hamburger meat.
Right.
And that shit stayed good in the refrigerator. I think normally it's like 3 days and it's bad. Like, it starts stinking, you know, like, but it was in there for like 4 or 5 days and it was still good. We made, I made chili with it.
I don't know what the store is thinking, man. Smart and Final is crazy. There's like fucking brown hamburger meat all the time. I'm like, how are you fucking leaving that out there? How
that's not good.
I'm not even shopping there right now because I went in there and the whole fucking, I walked in and two poor fucking guys had carts and they were emptying all the cases because it got so hot.
Yeah.
Their shit broke and
Walmart.
Everything was out. They had to take all the produce and then they took all the ice and like packed it somewhere in the back. I was like, I don't know if you can do that.
No, Walmart, one of the stockers told me that all their food went bad.
Yeah.
And they had to take all, they lost all their food because the refrigerators went out. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know what I did figure out? You might care about this actually. You might. Do you like avocados?
No.
No, that's right. So you like avocados.
Mm-hmm.
I started buying because avocados are like fucking $2 for $5 and shit right now.
Yeah, you can get a bag of them. $5.
It depends. And they're like three little bitch ones.
No, there's a bag of 20 for $5. They got them on the roadside. I'm telling you. I see them all the time. I don't buy them.
Are you sure they're not crack whores?
Yeah.
No.
You bring me a bag of avocados that you paid $5 for. He's going to pay $20 and tell me I don't know $5.
I would not pay $20 for those piece of shit things.
All right.
I'll bring you back $5. You give me $5 back.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
I'm not giving you $5 advance. I don't trust you. But anyways, at Smart and Final in the frozen section, they had avocado halves. Like, they're already cored and halved and then frozen in this big ass bag. I don't remember how many pounds it was, but it was like $11. And they've been in my freezer forever because I was like, I don't know. They're going to be weird. You know, like you buy like store-bought guacamole and it tastes like they put like some weird ass lemon powder thing in it. Mm-hmm. You're like, ugh, this tastes horrible so it won't turn brown. They're fucking fine. I don't know what they do, what magic witchcraft they have done. But I took two of the avocado halves, put them in a Ziploc, put them in the fridge, took them out the next day. They're still green. They weren't brown. I put them in a bowl and forked them up to like guac.
Yeah, you did.
And then ate it with a spoon and some garlic salt. And I was like, that tastes fucking fine. Mm. And they were way cheaper than regular avocados. And there's no delicate dance of like, damn it, two of those avocados are fucking mash bags. Right. I had to throw them away. You got to pick it up and it just like leaks on your hand.
Fuck.
It rolls, like it rolls off the fucking counter. And
two avocados like at grandma's titties.
The old black socks.
So yeah, so old. So the last quote that I read from Cannibal Joe Metheny was, and again, this quote was part of his confession, and it's like
the final line in his confession, right?
Yeah. So I'm thinking it is. And he says, so the next time you're riding down the road and you happen to see an open pit beef stand that you've never seen before, make sure you think about this story before you take a bite of that sandwich. Sometimes you never know who you may be eating. And I read that and I was like, that's some fucking, like, again, like you should read that like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That, I was like, really? Like, that's like shitty.
That's the last line of a movie.
That's why I was thinking this guy's making shit up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like made up in his head bullshit. Like, he did kill some people.
There were bodies. He did have a barbecue stand.
He did feed them to people, but all the other shit was made up. Like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just hard because you can't, there's no solid evidence other than he said, she said is the problem. Yeah.
Well, usually when there's no evidence, it's probably because he didn't do it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe not.
And there's not a lot of people. And again, I think usually when you read about a serial killer, like when you read the articles, when you read things, when you watch documentaries, you end up with a whole list. Like you end up with people who are like historians that have done super in-depth research on this particular serial killer.
Right.
And like everything else that you read are people riffing off of what this guy said in his book.
Right.
And it's like, I just don't think anyone who's like a true crime person, a big book writer, I don't think anyone's really tackled this case. So there's just a ton of shit that no one has looked up. No one has confirmed. I mean, it can't be that difficult to track down all
he's
the
still alive.
It can't be that difficult to fucking he's still alive.
I thought about this, like if we were more gangster and we had more time between that, like can you just visit that guy?
Yeah. Well, he's in Baltimore.
Could we have, I mean, I know if we had gone to Maryland.
No, you'd have to get a letter to him somehow. He would have to agree and request it. And
I'm sure he would.
I feel like you're the kind of guy that could get that done though. Like you could write the letter and shit. You know, I feel like, could we go talk to someone like that?
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I mean, it would be harder without journalist credentials, but
part two.
If you could get a letter to him,
technically,
and then he would
technically
put you
we
on
have
a list.
Media outlet. Yeah. So, yeah, we could get media credentials.
Yeah, probably
so. Yeah. We should try to do some crazy shit like that.
Then we'd have to fly to Baltimore.
Just one of us goes, let Brad go talk to him. Brad will get up, come back all fucked up.
With like, recipes.
I'm doing it.
Come back with recipe barbecue. Yeah. Predecessor. Yeah.
Just tell him about meat glue. He'll lose his shit and do a jailbreak.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Maybe if he had a Yucateco, he wouldn't have gone so far. You don't have to. I was just pointing it out if you wanted to. If you had something on the fly. No. I can do the sponsors.
Actually, this guy's fucking name goes with all these other names that went in this story.
That's why I gave you that one, because it is a funny name. And I gave Dave that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. You guys want sponsors? You're not doing that.
Yeah. Sponsors.
All right. So we need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. If you have not tried it, that is our primary sponsor. If you're new to the podcast and you're like, "What the fuck are these guys talking about?" Literally,
it goes great on pulled pork sandwiches.
There was a post this week that said, "I don't know what I appreciate more: the guys doing the podcast or the fact they introduced me to El Yucateco Hot Sauce." Like, people fucking love the hot sauce that much. Like, it's like a weird fusion of brand. It's inseparable. Mm-hmm. But it really is that good. And we're not just, you know, doing it because they sponsor us. I literally have that shit on my keychain. Some guy was in Brentwood, California, and said, he posted on the thing and said, "They don't sell it at my store," and that is bullshit, sir. I pulled up a Target and it's 8 miles from your house. I know where you live. I tagged you in it. Go to Target. Go to Walmart. It's at most major grocery chains. If you say you can't get it there, you can definitely get it on Amazon. Lots of our fans have. If you're outside of the United States,
fucking weirdos.
You can get it at mexgrocer.co.uk. You can get it on fucking eBay. You can buy it by the gallon. Yeah. You can buy it by the 64 ounces, whatever that is.
I don't know. Every store I've went to here in our where we live at, is it's there. Like there, it's
almost hard not to find,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's hard you'll not find to find. Yeah.
If you're looking for it, you'll find it.
You might not find the whole range, but I have been impressed. People
by Arta carries every one of them.
Yeah, I was there last night, but they didn't have triple X. Actually,
they were just easy to do, yeah.
That's because that's a Mexican store, dude. I was getting jalapenos. Mexicans are gangster. That's why the triple X is missing. This lady was grabbing jalapenos. Like, I was like, what the fuck is she gonna make? They also had one of those chicharrone things the size of a fucking brontosaurus steak, like fucking the Flintstones, dude. Like, they sell that pigskin thing. It's huge. It was like fucking 3 feet by 2 feet. It looked like a fucking something you get in Home Depot. It was like,
it was like a wagon wheel.
It was like insulation. Yeah. I was like, what the? And I went around the front to like where the fruit's at, and they fucking, that's the other thing I realized too. Mexicans don't eat fruit. My son was like, "Dad, we get blueberries." I was like, "I'm going to Vireta. I don't think they have blueberries."
Yeah.
And I got there, and they literally have red apples, green apples, lemons, and limes. If that counts, they may have had mangoes.
Mangoes are one. Pineapple.
Nope.
No pineapple.
Nope. Nectarines, and grapes. That was fucking it. I took inventory. That's the only fruit they had. I was like, "What the fuck?" That's because they're selling it all on the side of the road at the stand, man.
Probably.
They don't stock in the grocery store. Or they come by.
Out of stock.
They pick it. They don't sell it, man. That's why. That's what's happening.
It's the best place to do it. Those fucking roads. Now I'm curious about the roadside stands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are they getting it? Not Vireta. Yeah, exactly.
They fucking kill people.
What? Do Asians people taste like pineapple? Like, are they?
Is Asians eat pineapple?
Why? I don't know.
I doubt it.
How do you make that connection?
Yellow. I don't know.
He was trying to one up racist me on my fucking Mexicans pick fruit.
He's so pleased right now.
He is. A smile on his face. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap, one of our other sponsors. You can get printed goods from them, and you can get a discount if you use code SOFAKING. Their website is printdirtcheap.com, and they make anything sticky or printable for the most part. Thank you to De Leon Graphics. He can be found on Facebook and Instagram. He does silk screening, beer koozies, t-shirts. It's his primary thing probably, but somebody hit him up, make something silly, but you probably have to get 12 of them because there are minimums. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They do heat transfer stuff. They do our coffee mugs for us. They do one-offs though, so you can get like a heat transfer t-shirt from them if you have something funny from the show or a quote or an inside joke or some shit you guys talk about at work. They can make that, so you can contact them. It's at digital.creations.bakersfield, I think, on Facebook and Instagram. If you have any trouble contacting them, hit us up through Messenger and we can put you in contact. But they do one-off stuff, and we've had some fans order stuff and be happy with that. Also, thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. He's got something crazy right now. He's doing a Boondock Saints gi called the Saints, the Saint. And it actually has
I didn't see that. He's doing that?
Yeah, it has Veritas and Requitas or whatever on the arms and like the pistols the inside, and shit. Yeah. And you open it up and it has the whole poem and stuff. Yeah. It's kind of cool. So if you like jiu-jitsu and you like Boondock Saints, I think he's only selling 55
they're
of those.
They're gray too, yeah.
Yeah, and they're cool. Gray. So it does look cool. I always use
that
story.
Crack whore lip gray?
Crack whore lip
pretty,
gray.
Pretty,
that is the color.
Pretty close.
Pretty crack whore lip gray.
But you can go to armhunter.com or find Dan Camarillo Jiu Jitsu on Facebook. It's like one of the last posts they did. It has a link directly to the to the order thing.
Yeah, I think Maybelline has that color too.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Crack whore lip gray.
Yeah. We should find a crack whore 1980s like documentary and then make a maybe it's Maybelline like fucking screenshot, like a billboard with a crack whore on it. It's just all maybe it's Maybelline. She got gray lips, girl. Yeah. All right, that's all I got.
Get Tanya Palmer to be our model.
If her name was Tanya, tried harder.
Who's that?
What is her name?
I don't know. Look at it. No, Tanya English Palmer? Teacher. Let's go for it. English teacher. You're even an ethnic English teacher. You can't pull that one off.
Tanya Palmer.
Nah.
Let me see. So. What is that?
The fuck do you mean no?
Let me see.
What is this?
Let me see. Give me this.
Brad's all.
Well, it's Tanja.
It's not Tanja.
Motherfucker, it's wrote a J.
No, that's not a J.
T-A-N-J.
Nope.
Oh, Tanya.
Nope.
Tanya.
Nope.
Tanya.
Tania or something, I think. Yeah.
Tania.
Yeah.
Tania Palm Head Giver.
Yeah. I think her name is an elbow condition. It's called Tania.
That looks like a J to me, sir.
We'll blame. All right, Tania.
Tanja.
Tell your mom sorry. And it was my handwriting that fucked everything.
Your handwriting is pretty abominable.
So you're saying it's Tania.
I think so. That's Tania. T-A-N-I-A or
something, but you don't know. It could be Tanja.
It could be Tanja.
It could be Tania.
It could be Tanya. It could be Tania Palmer.
Could be Tanya.
Either way, if your lips are gray, we would like to use you for our Maybelline.
If your lips are gray, you might end up on our billboard. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah, you fought really hard.
I wasn't going to say
it. If your lips are gray, you might be a crack whore. What the fuck was that? That was George Bush mixed with his Dick Tracy voice. He only has two voices, Dick Tracy and George Bush.
No, he's got
Sean Connery. He does have Sean Connery.
He only says one sentence in Sean Connery, though.
Go for it. We haven't heard in a long time.
How many dragons do you know?
It's been a while.
Indy was the dog's name.
Losers always whine about their best.
Who's the man now, dog?
Actually, I have another one, but it's very obscure.
Let's hear it.
Womack, you piece of shit.
What's that from?
It's from The Rock.
The Rock.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Yeah. That's actually a good movie.
You piece Nick Cage, of shit. Yeah.
That's what my line was. The losers always whine about their best.
I'll take anal bum covers for $200.
That is the best SNL ever. For sure. All right.
Thank you, Tania, Tanja,
Tanya, Palm Head Giver.
For being a patron. And thank you for having
elbow condition.
Crack lips.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. And sorry about your elbow condition. Hope you get that fixed.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got penisitis of the elbow. What is it?
What?
Peniitis.
Yeah, that's right. Peniitis. Yeah, that's correct. Right.
Yeah. Take
a drink.
I have no idea. Take a drink. Take a drink of that penis colada. All right. Don't be retarded.
Casket is dawn, befalls my tomb. Coffin clotted dust and lick my scabby wounds. Creep out the sanctuary, it's a brand new day to make souffle out of new prey. And by the way, a special occasion is in effect. Got to make preparations for the hearts I collect. Memories interjected in my mind of little Winnie growing up. Pushed around since elementary, no one gave a fuck. So we stuck with this thought, revenge I'm gonna plot. On one special bitch who wouldn't give up the twat. Back in high school, let us send with flowers in a poem. When they pass in the hall, she act like she didn't know him. But she's showing all her friends, making fun of me. Feeling like a geek at lunch, I hang myself from a tree. Now I be swinging, evil spirits hanging. Face turning blue as the school bell ringing. Thoughts of childhood make me sick. I find a bush, pull out my dick, piss fire out my prick. Then I walk to the phone booth to get the phone book. Write down the bitch's address for a meal home cook. Grab the matches, the gasoline, don't forget the seasoning. Going out my mind, I'm far beyond reasoning. It's about 7:30 as I arrive at her crib. Think through the back window with my eyes big in a bib. Grab her up, snatch her up by the neck like Kane. Till I see her veins, only the tingling remains. Remember me, bitch, they used to call me real. Time to see your fate, fornicate and slash at your grill. Now her body slumped over, I grab a towel and a spoon. Digging out her heart as I howl at the moon.
It's Valentine's and I'm looking for love. I've got my butcher knife and my black gloves. I was born on the sick side, I'm the night walker. Every time I like a girl, I have the urge to stalk her. Walk up behind her and grab her by the mouth. Take her to my house and I cut her guts out. Like this girl at the mall who I asked for a date. She didn't say nothing, only laughed in my face. She had pretty hair and some nice fancy clothes. I think I need to keep her with the rest of those other rich bitches who thought I was a nerd. They didn't understand, wouldn't listen to a word that I had to say, only called me a geek. I killed three of them bitches just last week. Like this girl at my school who thought she was better. She might get the best of me, but only if I let her. She doesn't realize I'm the man in the paper. If I get the chance, I'm a killer for a raper. I'm very sensitive with love on my mind. So please, oh please, be my buddy Valentine.
Won't you be my buddy Valentine? You could've stayed alive, living life just fine. Instead you chose the route to treat my love like a joke.
Like Romeo and Juliet will die. You scream no as the bullet pierces your brain. I rape your body and roll around in your blood stain. I say my praise and put the pistol to my own head. I say I love you and blow the thought away with lead. Next morning paper reads tragedy struck in the world. Double suicide, man rapes 8-year-old girl.